Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
I'm Pastor Fred Gillenwater here at Russell Road Church. We've been studying these principles, basic principles, and the first one is repentance. We want to make sure that we have that one in our foundation. And because repentance keeps you in touch with God. And as you understand it, it really does play a role in connecting you with Him. So we're going to look at that today, and we're going to continue in our study. So have y'all had a good week? Yeah, I tell you, it was a busy week. We had a lot going on. Stuff happening everywhere, isn't it? God's working all things for the good, right? He's working them for the good. I got to write some letters to some of the gentlemen that went to the Emmaus walk. And the word that he was giving me, the Lord, I really believe it, and it's actually for the church too, I believe, is providence. And this word providence, it means care, preparation in advance, foresight, divine direction. Care, preparation in advance, foresight, divine direction. So God is caring for us because He foresees that we need His divine direction for what's coming. Are you listening to me? That's huge right there. Because, folks, there's a lot going on. And we're in this world, right? But Jesus said, what did He say? He said, in me you have peace. In this world, you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I've overcome the world. We can be overcomers in this world when we're in touch with Him. Amen? So we're going to look at the principles. Let's go ahead to our foundational verse in Hebrews 6:1 after we read the vision. So you all stand up. We're going to read the vision. All right. To build a people who are established in God's word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. The only way we will have peace is if we have the Holy Spirit. Peace is bound to the Holy Spirit. It's connected to the Holy Spirit. If there's no peace, you're not in touch with the Holy Spirit. So we have to really make sure we understand that. And you have the Holy Spirit when you become born again. You're born again, and now you have the Holy Spirit, and you can talk to Him and talk to God. And the Holy Spirit's the Spirit of truth, and He will lead you and guide you into all truth. So if we're going to have peace, we've got to have the Holy Spirit, right? All right, just a little side note. All right, let's look at this. Therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. So we don't want to have to lay again the foundation of repentance because we want it to be in our foundation, right? And that's why we've been studying this. So it's going to be in us. So that's like a natural thing that we just start, we repent when we see our wrong and we see the mess we've gotten ourselves into. We're ready to repent. And repent, don't look at it as a bad thing. It's a good thing because it keeps you in touch with God, right? It says in Acts 3:19, repent, therefore, and be converted, When you repent, your sins are blotted out and times of refreshing come from the presence of the Lord. You get his presence, see? And it refreshes you. So now look at this. Repent means metanoia. Metanoia. Change your mind. So we have to constantly change our mind. And this is something we want to be aware of too. Because you want your mind on God. Right? It says in Colossians 3, set your mind on the things above, not on the things of this earth. Set. What's the word set mean? To restore to a proper position and a stable state. So if you want to be in a stable state, you set your mind on the things above. See that? There's so much scripture on the way we think. And this is what we have to understand. I talked to a guy. I met a guy 2 weeks ago. And I was introduced to him that I was by somebody who goes here, and I was their pastor. And they said, you know, he teaches the Bible and preaches the Bible. And I said, yeah, that's what I like to do. I don't know everything about the Bible, but I teach and preach the Bible. I teach what God has shown me, and I've studied. And you know, I just believe, you know, the Bible has every answer we're looking for. You know what he said? He said, oh, I don't like reading the Bible. He goes, every time I've read it, I never understand it. So I don't want to read it, and I don't understand it. So I never read it, and I don't want to read it. And I said, well, you know, I just know that. I just said, that's what we do. And I said, that's what I do. I didn't want to get in a big old, you know, transaction, you know. So here's what happened. This past Monday, I was at the Y, and the guy that introduced me to him, to the man that said he doesn't want to read the Bible, told me he took his life that morning. Had everything. Health, marriage, long marriage, everything. Are you listening to me? You know, there's a saying, it says, Christ, God formed us, sin deformed us. The Bible informs us, and Jesus transforms us. Amen? And that's why we need him. We need him. And that's why we're here. Amen? And we're going to learn and understand what he's asking us to do and calling us to. And I'm going to tell you, don't be conformed to this world. But what? But be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, perfect, and acceptable will of God. God wants you and I to prove his will to this world. Are you with me? All right, let's go ahead and be seated. I'm excited. It's time to be excited, isn't it? These are some good days we're living in. All right. Repentance. Last week we talked about, we got into Psalms 32. Can you go there with me real quick? 32 verse 5. And these are the four elements of repentance. And I just got to the first one because let's read this. I acknowledged my sin to you, and my iniquity I have not hidden. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Selah. Pause and think about that. That's what Selah means. Pause and think about that. I like that, don't you? All right, now think about this. So the first element of this idea of repentance and how to exercise it and really have it working in your life is to acknowledge your sin. The second is to be honest with God. Don't hide your sin, right? The third is to confess your sin. It's confession. The fourth is forgiveness of sin. God always responds to true repentance with forgiveness. Always. And he and you, he'll forgive your sins and your iniquities. Now think about this. So number one was we acknowledged our sin, right? When we understand repentance, we acknowledge our sin. What's repentance mean? Metanoia, change your mind. So when you don't change your mind, remember, it's what? Paranoia. You're pairing up with thoughts that aren't from God. And that's where fear comes from. Did you hear what I just said? Paranoia. And that's what we don't want. We want to keep our mind on God. We don't want to be paranoid, right? How about you? I don't want to be paranoid. Do you? All right. So now think about this. Remember last week we talked about, so we're still on the first part of it, acknowledge your sin. So we're going to talk about sin, and sin is worry. We shouldn't worry, right? We should not be worried. When you watch the news and you see what's going on in our world, people worry, don't they? Now think about this. Remember we talked about anxiety. That's worry. That's one of its meanings, is to worry. We don't want to worry, right? What's the word anxiety mean? The Greek word is M-E-R-I-M-N-A. M-E-R-I-M-N-A. And it's a compound word, which is M-E-R-I-Z-O, which is merizo, which means divided mind. Divided mind. So when you're anxious, you have a divided mind. Did you hear what I just said? So this is what we have to understand. When you're anxious, your mind is divided. So now you're divided, and God wants your mind on him. Set your mind on the things above, right? So when your mind is divided, whatever you're anxious about is taking you away from God. And James 1:8 says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. We don't want to be double-minded. I want to be stable. How about you? I can be stable if my mind is on God and my mind is on him. Or am I making sense? One of the number one problems in health today, mental health, anxiety, is one of the major problems in our world today. Not just in America, everywhere. Anxiousness. Now catch this. The basis for anxiety is uncertainty and a lack of trust. And a lack of trust. We worry about what we treasure in our hearts. Did you hear me? We worry about what we treasure in our hearts. Now think about this. Give me Matthew 6:19. Talking about repentance and moving us towards God. And that's what true repentance does. Remember, we had the verse last week in 2 Timothy chapter 2. And it talked about that God grants you repentance so he can show you the truth. God wants to show you the truth so you're not snared by the devil to do his will. The word snared means trapped. When you don't repent and you ignore when God's trying to show you the truth, you're actually denouncing what God is showing you. Remember? To denounce literally means reproach or disgrace. In other words, God is trying to show you something in your life, and you're denouncing it. You're pushing it away. It will bring disgrace in your life. Did you hear what I just said? When God pronounces his word and his truth over you and you denounce it, you're not receiving his truth. Are you listening to me? His truth is what liberates you to keep you from being snared by the devil. It delivers you. The word delivered means to be set free. It sets you free from the snare of the devil. Am I making sense? I said, am I making sense? Now look at this. Now look at what he says here. So if we're worried all the time, is that healthy? Worry is sin. Did you know that? I worry. I'm not going to stand up here and act like I don't worry. I worry about things. But as soon as I catch myself, I stop. And I talk to God. And it goes away. Are you listening to me? I repent. Did you hear me? See, this prayer that we just talked about, Psalms 32, David wrote that. And David was a great leader. Today you go to conferences all over the world and hear about his leadership. Because he was a great leader. Why? Because he understood repentance. He understood repentance. And he was known as a man after God's own heart. When you understand repentance, God will use you and God will help you in every area of your life. If you don't understand it, it's going to destroy your life. We have to understand repentance. Are you with me? Let's go to Matthew chapter 6 real quick. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust and destroy and where thieves break in and steal. So if you got your mind on material things and your house and you're all worried about your stuff all the time, you're not taking that anywhere when you take your last breath, right? The devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He can steal from you all the time when your mind is on all your stuff. The enemy will come and take from you because that's your treasure. You see, your heart is what you're thinking about, what you're centering your life around. That's your treasure. Now watch. Now look, give me the next verse. But lay up for yourselves treasures where? In heaven. That's why we want to live for eternity. Set your minds on the things above, right? Not on the thing. You're citizens of heaven. You're citizens of heaven. In Acts 3, or Philippians chapter 3, 19, it says, listen, for many walk and are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is their shame, who have set their minds on things of this earth. But we are citizens of heaven. Citizens of heaven. Our citizenship is in heaven. We want to keep our minds on heaven, not on the things of this earth. Or did you catch what I just said? They set their mind. You see what happens when you set your mind on the things of this on this earth? You know what happened? Whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, whose glory is their shame, pride. Your pride is what's destroying you. Proverbs 11:2, by pride only comes shame. Did you hear me? All right, let's look at this. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Did you hear me? Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. What you treasure the most is where your heart. My heart is fixed on God. I love me some Donita. Are you listening to me? I'll tell you what, ain't nobody does me like Donita. But ain't nobody does me like Jesus. Are you listening to me? When I met Donita, I wasn't looking for somebody to make my life complete. I wasn't incomplete because I didn't have a part. No, I knew Jesus. And I was already happy. I wasn't looking for her to make me happy. Marriage won't make you happy. Marriage will make you holy. And that's what it's for. You're going through all kinds of trials and tribulations. God's trying to develop you in that marriage. He wants to set you apart for God. Are you with me? She wasn't looking for something to make her happy. God makes us happy. Are you listening to me? Did you hear what I just said? That's what it is. Like I said, nope, I'll tell you what, that right there is my best friend. You got somebody like that in your life, it's going to help make you happy. I can tell you that much. Right, stay with me. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The lamp of the body is the what? Eye. What's the word eye? Vision. So the eye, your vision is the lamp of your body. Now watch. If therefore your eye is good, if your vision is good, the word good means clear and single. My vision is clear and single. The Bible says we're to set our eyes on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. You see, that should be our vision. We should keep our eyes on Jesus. When I'm driving down the road, up, 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 just driving, and then I look over to the side, got my eyes off the road, I got to get my eyes back on the road. Donita, let me know real quick. Don't be rubbernecking. Get your eyes back on the road. Are you with me? Does this make sense? That's the way vision is. If I take my vision off the road, I'm going to end up in a problem. When my eyes are on the where I'm going, I'm going to be all right, and I'll get there. Does that make sense? You got to set your vision, your eyes on Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. Did you catch that? That's huge. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things of this earth. Now watch. If therefore your vision is good, clear, and single, your whole body will be full of light. You'll know where you're going. If my eyes are in the right place, I know where I'm going. You see that? That's huge. That's what vision does. It helps you see where you're going. It's God's vision. He wants you to know where you're going. You're on your way to heaven. We ought to be the happiest people in the earth. Are you listening? Yeah, that's right. We're in the book. When your name is in the book of life, you know where you're going. So you're driving. You're going in the right direction. Make sense? All right. Your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, if your vision is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? You won't know where you're going. You talk about, you'll be confused. You won't know where you're going. You'll be anxious. You'll be worried. Give me the next verse there, Tim. No one can serve two masters. Did you hear what I said? What's anxiety do? Divides. It wants you off the master, the one, Jesus. That's what anxiety and worry does. It gets your mind off God. It wants to divide you from him. Did you hear me? Now look. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. You cannot serve God and mammon. Now, think about this. Mammon is a spirit over money. If all you worry about is money, now listen, if all you worry about is money, mammon's driving your money. People worry about money all the time. You know why? Because they're not in the principle that God has established for money. They're not exercising that principle. Did you hear me? If God is your treasure, you want to do what he asks, and you put that tithe in place, it's going to protect your money. Did you hear me? I said, did you hear me? That's significant right there. It really is. Because folks, providence, care, preparation in advance, foresight, divine direction. We better get our money in the right place. I'm just saying, you hearing this, preacher? This is huge. This is huge. Now look, give me this next one. Yeah, verse 25. Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more value than they? Aren't you more valuable than birds? He's going to take care of you. But you know what? It's all dependent on where your treasure is. If your treasure's mammon, you're going to worry. And God can't help you. God can't help you. That's why some of the most richest men in the world commit suicide. They take their own lives. You see that? They had plenty of money, but it didn't work. Everybody else got their money. Now watch this. Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? You can't, your character, you can't worry. It's never going to help you in your character at all. Now watch. So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? You see, it takes faith to walk with God. Your battle in life is not against the devil. Did you hear me? Your battle is not against the devil. Your battle is for your faith, for what you believe. Did you hear me? Your battle is for what you believe. And that's why you have to fight. In 1 Timothy 6:12 says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life to which you were called and have confessed in the presence of many witnesses. You see that? We're to fight the good fight. You should be fighting the fight of faith for your children and your grandchildren and your spouse and your friends, the people that are close to you. You should be fighting for their faith, helping them along in the faith. Did you hear me? I said, did you hear me? That's huge right there. This is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. God is a rewarder. And he will reward you if you're in the faith. Now watch. Give me the next one. Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things, the Gentiles seek. See, that's what the Gentiles, and Jesus was talking about the Gentiles because they were outside the covenant of God. They weren't God's people at the time. They worried about what they were wearing and what they were eating, and that's all they worried about. You see that? But we're God's people. When we take communion, the blood of the new covenant, we are under the new covenant, God's covenant people. God is going to take care of his people. Are you listening to me?
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness.
You have been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service time is Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul, taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.